We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. We are beginning the bottom of Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, 5 lines from the bottom, end of the line. Omer Rabbi Ami, Shmak Hashayla. Hashoich is a treifa. You shechted a behema, and it turned out it was a treifa. And in this behema was a uber, full-term uber, a ben pekua. And it comes out alive. Does it have a shechita or not? I made a shechita on the mother, but the shechita was not metar the behema to eat. Why? It's a treifa. So the shaila is, what's with that uber? Hashoyche is treifa avodot motzabah ben tes chai. L'divriya oyser, Rav Ami says like this, L'divriya oyser, according to Rav Meir holds, ben tishachai is also to eat, and needs a shechita, then matir. Then it's mutter now with a shechita, because that's his own behema. L'divriya matir, the one who says ben pekua is always mutter, so here it's awesome, because it's a limb of the mother, it's part of the mother, therefore it's awesome. It's geshach and get with the mother. It's a pasul shchita, and therefore it's also. That's Rav Ami shita. Rav Ami no. L'divrei amater nami mutter dalit simonim achshav rachmana. Rav says no. If you hold that it's ben pekua's mutter, you still geshach this because it's a murder gechiddush by ben pekua that either can use the mother shchita. If that doesn't work out, it can have its own shchita. Dalit simonim achshav rachmana means either two simonim with the mother can matter it. Or two simonim of the uber can matter it. And you can pick and choose. If it doesn't work out with the mother's shechita, so then you can use its own shechita. Like Rashi says, Heteru the Rabbi Barachmanim, Kobayim and Techelu, it's a special heta. Shem Rotza Oicha, Shechita's Imai, you could. Avam Tzaruch, Shechita's Atzmai, Kan Shlosa Trefa, Shechita Yamutter. And this is not like we learned earlier in a Rashi, and we'll see a sheet like that on Beis also, that a ben pekua is considered that it's missing its simonim already. If that's true, so too bad. It's missing its simonim already because you shechted the mother, now it's a treif, and it wasn't a good shechita. Rav is already like that. Rav is already like a special heter that you could use the mother's shechita. Huh?
Why have
you been
to this kind of
shechita
that comes out?
Because that has a psul yotze that went out of the mechitza. It's still called the mother, it's called the mechitza of the baby. Why is it called mechitza? Because It's a mechitza, it can make a shechita. So therefore, it's a special Teres Kosev. Anyway, you can ask me, and why when it puts his back hand back in, doesn't shechita work for the mother? Teres is this new Teres Kosev, or boss of a sort of treifa, lo yisachelu, that tells you if it sticks his hand out of the mechitza, it becomes possible. That's it's a new psul yaitse. It's mavui a lot of times. It's a whole chakira, but in this parak, it's mavui a lot of times. It's a psul yaitse, sticking his hand in. But here, we are saying over here that there's a din of Dalit Simonim and Achshav Rachmana. Yeah, it could be it's a good kasha question. You have to go back to that psul yotze. There will be a riot. It's psul yotze. Yeah. So that is we have here two shitas how to learn up when it's a treifa. Amar Rav Chista. We're not finished. Amar Rav Chista. Hashoyched is a treifa umotzav ben tes chai. Mamish this case is shech the treifa. He found the ben tes chai. On my base now. Toin shchita. He needs shchita because the mother shchita won't help. So he's saying like Rava. And then when you shecht it, has all the din of the matnas kahuna of behemoth that you shecht. You have to give the zeroy l'chayim v'akeva to the kohen. V'imeis, and if it dies without shechita, tar mel tamei masa, which sounds a little fishy, because l'chayra, if it dies, why is it tar mel tamei masa? It means, oh, it has a shechita? If it has a shechita, so what's behind the ratio? So what's going on exactly over here? So Gemara says like this. Omale Rabba, I don't understand you, because we don't know if Rav Chista holds like the shita before of Dalit Simonim yet. We have to analyze his words. His words are Ton Shchita, which sounds a little bit like Rav Meir holds no din ben pekua, and then he says, but if it dies, it's Tar Matan Masa, which sounds like the Rabbana. So Omale Rabba or Omale Rava, some of you give Omale Rabba Ton Shchita command Rav Meir, and each shita must be like Rav Meir. That's what we're thinking. We think right now three Rabbanon. The shechita wouldn't help at all afterwards because shachat vaymed, like the first shechita. That's what we thought right now. We don't know what Rav Chista holds exactly. Is Rav Chista hold like the Rava or like Rav Ami before? So Rava says, that's why it's a change to Rabba, because Rava knows his own svar. So only Rabba, ton shechita, who's that? Come on, Karmeya, because if you use the mother's shechita, that's the Rabban shechita, then it's too late. Here it says you could do shechita on the Uba, on the Ben Pekua. So ton shechita, come on, Karmeya. Ve'emei is tormatal masim, come on, Rabbanu, that's a Rabbanu. That's what he said to Rav Chista. So the Tameich, the Gemara says, what do you mean? And Rabba, you have it any better? I have a brisa that says like Rav Chista. But the Tameich, hold the Tony Rav Chia, Hashoyche Tzat Treifa, Umotzo Bo Ben Tes Chai, Ton Shchita, You need shechita. V'chayv zera l'chayim akeva. V'meis tarm tam amasa. So ton same kasha you have. Ton shechita is kavan karameya. V'meis tarm tam amasa makar abonos. What's going on over here? So tomorrow, no. Rabbi Chiya's brisa wouldn't be shver. Why? Holy kasha. Holy kasha wouldn't be shver because we're going according to Rameya. We're going according to Rameya. And Rameya is saying shechita works. Ah, it says meis tarm tam amasa. Holy kasha, Rabbi Chiya im kfar motzu meis kama. If it was found dead, and then Rameya is moida that the shechita of the mother works for it. If it's found dead, right? Rameya only argues on ben chai, ben tes chai. So in Rabbi Chiya, we could have said it's mamash Rameya. Hashoich is a treifa motzu ba ben tes chai. You need shechita like Rameya. Holds that the mother doesn't work if it's chai. Vim kfar meis, if it died already, then it's tarm tam amasa. Vadi can't eat it because the shechita of a treifa of the mother. But it's talking about because the shechita works for ben tes meis if it dies. So Rav Chiya equals Ramei. But the problem is Rav Chista, you can't say that. So Rav Chista, you can't say that. You can't. Well, for you that you answer me that you're talking back to me, telling me about tamech. Obviously, that's not your teretz. So what's shouting you? Samara says inside. So you could have answered. Holy kasha v'chiyem kfar motzu meis kama. Eli d'doch kasha for you that you didn't answer me this. Obviously, for you shver. Who are you like? Ramei or Bonan? Amalei eli di nami le kasha. We're going according to the Rabbanon. We're going according to the Rabbanon. And dalit simona machshav erachmana. We're going according to the Rabbanon. I hack you do shechita if you shech the mother who's a treifa because dalit simona. The behemah has his own way of making shechita. The uber can do on its own shechita. And what does it mean? V'meis tarm tam masa mean in meis, then it can have its own shechita. Then you use shechita simon. It's like you have a choice. Dalit simona means you have a choice. You have a choice over here. According to Rava and now Rav Chista, you have a choice. When you shecht a behema and you have a ben pekua, you have a choice. Either the ben pekua can be mutter with any shechita, but if it's a treifa, you can make its own shechita. If it's dead, you have no choice. You have to use the mother shechita. It's not going to be tamei because the mother shechita works. And therefore, that is the shechita of the of Rava and Rav Chista. Very good shmak. Rav Chiya? Why? No. That's when it's a lie. Hashoich has treifa motz ben tes chai ton shchita. Who's that like? Rameyer. V'chayv zorei v'chayv v'keva. V'imeis. If it was dead already, then Rameyer agrees. If it's dead already, then it's the shchita works in the mother. Then tarm tam masa matam. Tam masa. Yeah. Zotim more vaita. Next Gemara, we're going to discuss soon about soon. We'll get that soon. Okay. We're going to get to soon this Amud about the halacha l'maaseh ben pekua. We finish up this Gemara first. Start Gemara vayta. Kisolak Rav Zeira, Ashkel Rav Asi, the Yosef of Kamal Shmaitza. Rav Zeira went up to Shaul, so Rav Asi found Rav Zeira saying over the Shmaitza, Omalei v'adalat simonim, Omalei Yashe v'chinem Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan says the same thing, that the Shemusik of Dalat simonim achshu v'rachmanah. Start Gemara v'chal, the Palgler of Shlokas, the Shlokas argue on this Rav Yechanan? So the Gemara, I don't know if he argues. So Ikeda Amri Misha Avashoyer Levashasuklei. That the reason why I don't know about Rish Lakish is because Rish Lakish's derech was Rabbi Yechon said something, he was quiet to see if Rabbi Yechon sticking to his guns, and then he went. Then he used to declare if he didn't agree to it or not. And here he walked out before he had a chance to see what he's going to say. Or Vigadarim Mishtav Shasi Vishasikle. He was drinking the Shas Rabbi Yechon said his memra, and Rav Asi left. So he didn't hear what Rosh Lakish holds. He said, by the way, Rabbi Yechon is the same thing as you. Does it mean not Rosh Lakish? No, he didn't know what Rosh Lakish held. Because either Rosh Lakish used to wait a little bit, or he was drinking, and Rav Asi left before that. He didn't see what he held. Back to our Mishnah. Well, we had Rabbanan Shita, that Ben Pekua is Mutter. Now, the Shita of Rabbanan is, a Ben Tes Chai does not need Shita. Ramey argued, Ramey held, a Ben Tes Chai needs Shita. Then it's that Rav Shimon Shazuri says, that Afilu Ben Chomesh Shonim, V'chayrus Pesada, it's 5 years old, and it's plowing in the field, the Shita is Amma Imoi Mita Rosa. So, Freit the Gemara Kasha, Rav Shimon Shazuri, Hainu Tana Kama, it's the same Tana. No, they're both saying, a Ben Pekua is Mutter Bachila. What's the difference? Omar of Kana, Hifris Agabikarki Kabinayu. The Nafkamina is, if it comes out and starts walking, according to the Rabbanon, a Ben Pekua, they take out, you eat it right away. But once it goes onto the ground, it walks around, you're not allowed to eat that behema anymore because there's the Rabbanon. It looks like a regular behema. If you come to Shech, if you come to eat it without shechita. People think you don't eat shechita. That our minig is that we don't eat with shechita. People are going to say that. They saw it. They saw it clearly. So therefore, the rabbanim made a halacha that if hifras agave karka, you have to do shechita. Rav Shimon Zuri says, no, you don't need shechita. It's machloek is tanakama Rav Shimon Zuri. Omer Rav Sharshia, the divrei ha'omer choshen zera'av. This is a musker that the film of the Amot Chazerav, if the father is a Ben Pekua, Ben Pekua, Baal Ben Mimal Yisa, have Vlad in a Takana. Vlad has no Takana. Why not? Because the Vlad has one Simon Geshachten and one Simon Akashachten. Because one side of the family is Ben Pekua, one side of the family is not Ben Pekua. And Rashi Bavaran's, I'll shechna the other simon now. Why can't it be like I'm shechna, it was one simon geshachta, now I'll do the second simon. He says, no, the Isser Kol Shehiyah. We learned at the beginning of Masechta, five psulim by Shechita, one of them is Shehiyah. You're not allowed to wait. So Rashi says, V'hai simoni basu lo yimistarif l'kama, she'en l'cha Shehiyah g'dayla mazu, she'arishin shachut m'shendayla. Then Rashi speaks out, V'les lay l'rab m'shar she'o damara l'el dalat simoni m'achshar rachmona. We said before, there's a new musical dalat simoni m'achshar rachmona. If that's the case, I don't care. It doesn't mean it's geshachten, but he learns no that when you shech the mother, it's ki'ilu semanam geshachten. So in halacha lemaisa it says like this: Oma Abaya, hakol moedim, bekolot ben pekua shemutter. Everyone agrees that if the ben pekua gives birth to a behemo without split hooves, it was a cow, and it gave birth to a cow without split hooves, which is a pella. There it's muti imkun the rabbanon. My timer, kol milsa tmiya mitkhe dochel enchi. Anything that's peladic, people remember it and they'll say, oh, it's a ben pekua. Because you see, look at the kolot. Oh, it's no split hooves. Ah, it's a ben pekua. So then they'll chap, and therefore they'll let it eat it out of shechita. There's no gzeir in such a case. Ikedam rabbaya. You need more of a hacker. Hakol ma'idim bekolot ben kluta ben pekua shemut. Everyone agrees that if it's a kolot ben kluta ben pekua, which means it's a non-split hooves, the son of a non-split hooves, the son of Ben Pekua, then it's Mutter. My time a trade Tmir, you need two Tmir, Mitchli and Shetim, I want people to remember. So, what's Halakha L'maisa? Even though we'll talk about more in a second, I just want to get to it now, for a reason. So what's Halakha L'maisa? We pass in Shulchan Aruch like the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say that a Ben Pekua that went onto the ground, you cannot eat it anymore at Shechita. It's a Darabon de Gadin, not like a Shem Shazuri that says you're allowed to eat it, we hold you not allowed to eat it. But we do paskin that if it's a pella, then you could eat it. Which lashon we paskin like? The first lashon or second lashon? You need kol ben kol to one kol to enough. So that the Shulchan Aruch says you paskin the first lashon, like the Rosh says. You go to kula. He says yes, we gamkin v'davar. That's what pashut, but that's what he wants to make. So there's a Mar Digger story in brought down the Goyis Hashri from the Arz Ruah, where Rav Shri Ragoyin made a big chasana, and he took. He says Shrav Shri Ragoyin. Also, Beis Maisim. So he says, what do you do? He had Ben Pekuas, Hayuloi. He didn't shecht it. He killed them both with an axe or a hammer, and he gave it out in the chuppah. He gave it out at his chuppah. A Ben Pekua, no shechita. What's pshat? He said, because making a huge chuppah for everyone in town is a paladic thing, and then people will say it's a Ben Pekua. Just like we find a kolot is a paladic thing people remember Ben Pekua. He also, by a big simcha, big chuppah, there'll be a Ben Pekua. So Vaistas holds like one shinu is enough, because there's only one shinu, it's just a chasana. So he holds like that lashon, but that's what he did. It's a big pummel of this is the right thing to do, not the right thing to do, but like upon him, that's what he did, Ben Pekua. So someone told me to try and make Ben Pekua farms, I'm not sure what they mean to do, because the feeder are bottom, if it goes on the ground already, then the Ben Pekua is also. I'm not sure, maybe you could tie in it, they maybe have a whole herd of Ben Pekuas, maybe that's called a hacker, I'm not sure, but we have to look into that child. Okay. Right in the Gemara. Omar Ze'iri. Omar Achnina, Halach Rav Shimon Shazuri. Pasuk Rav Shimon Shazuri holds that I can be 5 years old, and not need Shechita. Chenar Rav Shimon Shazuri Matir, Bebenoi, Bebenoi Atshev Kodaris. Also, Rav Shimon Shazuri, another heter was saying is that it's not only the Ben Pekua itself, it's children and grandchildren forever have it in Ben Pekua. Chara, only if it marries, if it mates with another Ben Pekua. Rabbi Yechon Amar, hu mutter b'nai aser. And don't bring Raya that they pass that way. It just means he's explaining Rav Shimon Shazuri. Not that he passed like that. We're going to talk about that in a second. Ada b'chava havali ben pekua. Ada b'chava had a ben pekua. The nafal doivala. And a bear attacked it. Now he wanted to now eat it. Also come to Rashi. On Malay, zil shachti. You have to shecht it. Amlei Amaziri, Amar Abchanina, Alokar Abshim Zuri, Pasach Shem Zuri. Bechem Abshim Zuri Matir, Bevnoi, Ben Benoi, Yatzev Kol Doris. So for Rabbi Yechanan, Loi Kamel Abenoi, he only said the Benoi is no good. Of Iu, Loi Amma, Loi. But it itself is good. So why are you telling me after Shechta? Don't we pass like Hashem Zuri? Everyone says like Hashem Zuri. Amalei, no. Rabbi Yechanan just explaining Rabbi Shem Zuri. Now we pass like that. Only Rabbi Yechanan did Rabbi Shem Zuri Kamar. He's saying, Rabbi Shem Zuri, but it's only matter Benoi. Only matter itself, not Benoi. But not saying we pass like that. Frey the Gemara, not a Kasha. Va Amar Ravin Bar Chanina. Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Chanina. Halacha ki Rabbi Shem Zuri. Pass like Rabbi Shem Zuri. V'loi oi, not only that. So how can say we don't pass like that? I'm like, no, it's not. That's not my kabbalah. My kabbalah like this. Anokios really. To Amar Rabbi Yedison, halacha k'rishim shazuri by two places. That's it. No else. V'mesukin v'chumas ma'isa shaldamai. What are these two cases that we pass like k'rishim shazuri? Mesukin is talking about get. A get halacha is if you don't tell Edim to write it and give it. They're not allowed to give the get. But there are exceptions. When it's a major emergency, so you figure you've got to say tenu. But then you still give the get, even without saying tenu. The tenan. Someone's going out to get killed. You write it and give it. And Chazul Leim, they added on a few more cases. Someone goes out on a caravan in the midbar. The same thing there also. He's going to a dangerous place. He's a little bit tarot. If he says kisu, you give it. Rav Shimon Shazuri Aimer, Afam Asukin, someone who's in danger, he's deathly sick, also same halacha. And there we pass Shimon Shazuri, they allow to give the get if it says kisu. What's the second place we pass from Shimon Shazuri? Chumas Maisa Shal Demai. That we have here, Maisa of Demai. Demai is both Mamarits. He might have taken Maisa. But since you don't know, you have to take Maisa yourself. You have to take off a chuma and give it to the Kayin. Now that chuma, we know, if it falls into Yechulin, it passes the whole Chulin until it's mixed into 100. So the story was here, Chumas Meiser, Shodamai, Shechazlom Kaimai, it fell back into its place. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Eimer, Af Bechoyal, Shoyle Vachlapiv, you could ask the Amara, it said, you Meiser it, and you'll trust him. And if he Meiser it already, then the whole Chumas Meiser he took was never Chumas Meiser. Then it will not pass your Chulin. So here you could ask him and trust him. Usually you don't trust the Amara, but here you could trust him. What's Af? Means because there's going on a case that on Shabbos you trust the Amaretz. That's lachal. It's covered Shabbos. They allowed you to trust the Amaretz. It means on Shabbos you have the ma'is. Oh yeah, I've got to take ma'is. You're not taking ma'is on Shabbos. You like go to the Amaretz house. Say, did you take ma'is? If he says yes, he won't lie on Shabbos. And because of covered Shabbos, that's one way to learn it. Mishami learns like that. Another way to learn it is it's covered Shabbos. We believe the Amaretz. Here also, b'makim hefsid, we believe the Amaretz. And that's what we pass the Shem Zuri in this case. So two things of Shem Zuri passing like mesukin and Shem Ma'is. But like Ben Pekua, we do not pass in Rav Shimon Zuri. Like we said in Shulchan Aruch, we pass in two places in Shulchan Aruch. That Hifris, Agabi Karka, Ben Pekua, they already started walking and needs a Shechita, a Kosher Shechita needs. Because it's the Rabban Degedim, but now today, it needs a Kosher Shechita because of Maris Ayin. And therefore, that's the Halacha L'Maisa that a Ben Pekua needs Shechita.